In a world full of boring stories, bad videos, and marketing misinformation, one very tall man with a weird last name will use his microphone.
Is this thing on?
Use his video marketing knowledge.
It's the red button, right?
And use his friends.
Please be on the show.
To change that. You are listening to the Garlic Marketing Show with Ian. What? No, that's how you pronounce it. Well, if you say so, your host, Ian Garlic.
Welcome to the Garlic Marketing Show. Ian Garlic here, and today's guest is a master of high ticket sales and the sales mindset. In fact, she's the queen of the sales success mindset, and I'm going to introduce her in a second. We've done some cool stuff already. She's got a lot of cool stuff to show you, but first, you know, this podcast is brought to you by storycruise.com. If you're looking for advice on where to go to start your videos, creating perfect case stories, creating your About Us video, or find awesome videographers and editors and marketers, storycruise.com is your one-stop source. And back to the show, Christine Schlonsky. I'm so excited to talk to you today. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here, and it's such fun. And, you know, we had a conversation earlier, and I so enjoyed it. So I'm really looking forward to bringing value to your audience.
Yes. And Christine and I met through a mutual friend, Mr. Greg Meyer, I believe, and good old Tony G. But, you know, Christine, you have an awesome background. I want to get into that, talk about the masterclass. I want to talk about your, you know, at the end, this challenge that you have that people are making money within a few days. But right now, first of all, I want to talk about what is a successful sales mindset if someone's scared of sales?
Yeah, exactly. So I always call it the sales success mindset because people do have a mindset around sales. And as you said, mostly they're scared. When we hear the word sales, it doesn't feel good, right? Most of us think of pushy, sleazy, salesy. You know, I am talked into buying something that I don't want to buy. Somebody makes me do something. And so when we think about our own businesses or services, it becomes more difficult to actually sell because we don't want to be the sleazy, pushy person. And so we make sure that we don't even get close. So the sales mindset we all have is, for most people, is a pretty bad one and not supporting their endeavors. And I support people in switching that into a sales success mindset where they understand that sales is actually love. And having a sales success mindset is a mindset that helps you to make offers with ease, with grace, with confidence, to ask your price, and to really have a fun conversation instead of a sleazy, pushy sales conversation.
I think this is crucial this day and age because we've been all bombarded with salespeople and all bombarded with the messaging of close, close, close. And I think there's a place for that. But for most people, like you said, they hate, quote unquote, hate selling because they've been told that. But really, everyone has to sell, don't they?
Yeah, well, and everybody is selling. We just don't know, right? When you tell your kids to do their homework, you're selling them. If you don't pressure them, you invite them to do their homework or to clean their room or to go to bed at a certain time. Or, you know, when you go to the movies with your friends and there are four movies, but you want to go to your favorite one, you start to tell your friends why the movie you've chosen is the best movie on this earth, and you don't think anything of it. But basically, it's a sale. There was just no money involved. So people sell all the time, but what probably most of us have experienced, and I haven't met a human being who has not had a bad sales experience. Right? We bought something and we felt like somebody pressured us to buy something, or we didn't get the quality, or something just didn't feel good in the process. And we keep that in mind because it did hurt our feelings and we didn't feel good about it. So when we go to make offers, we kind of link it back to that horrible situation. And the more money was involved in that horrible situation, you know, the worse the whole thing becomes, right? If I buy, for example, a pack of gum and I don't like it, well, you know what? I don't even know what the price is right now, 60, 70 cents a dollar. That's okay. That's not going to hurt me. But if I buy something that was like a real investment and, you know, maybe like something else was at stake and I lost, right? I feel like I lost something. Then that can be like even like a traumatic experience. And when I go now to sell my services, even though I have a good intention, something is going to keep me from being that person, right? I want to make sure that I'm not the sleazy one, the pushy one, the one that just persuades you into the sale that you don't need. So all these internal fears and bad feelings are coming up and I might not even realize it. So it's really crucial that you shift that mindset into the sales success mindset where you understand that you don't need to be that person that you made that bad sales experience with. You can be you, you can be authentic, and you can sell from your heart.
And so, I mean, you, let's talk a little bit about your success, because I want to talk about your success. And then, you know, because there's a lot of people probably listening to this thinking, well, that's not me, you know? So let's first talk about the level of success that you've had, because, you know, a lot of people probably look at it and go, well, sales probably came easy for her. And now she's telling me that. What, tell me a little bit about that success and how you got there.
Yeah. Oh, I love to. Yeah. And you know, I studied in the south of Germany and in the Black Forest. And you know, as a young person, that's not too exciting. That's more like where older people go for vacation or, you know, for vacation, it's a beautiful area, but I felt like, you know, I need more action in my life, right? I came from being in Paris for a year to the Black Forest to study. And it was like, wow, it was day and night. And so I had my first job down there and I thought I really want to move to a city that I just love. So finally the choice was Berlin. And then I thought, well, I'm going to be a little bit smarter than I was like after I finished my studies and, you know, got my first job. I'm now going to look for a company that I would love to work for. So I applied at an international big company in Berlin, and they did not have an open position. I didn't see any, you know, jobs offered. And so I just sent my CV and I sent it to the CEO, which was back then was like, wow, you know, I addressed the CEO. That was already like a huge leap for me. And so the person from the sales department called me back, the sales director, and sold me the sales job. And I was so, you know, I didn't want to do sales. I could not even see myself, you know, making an offer, let alone picking up the phone, calling a person that I don't even know, right? And sometimes you don't even know how to pronounce the name correctly, and, you know, just to call people. And I figured, you know, I can learn it because the guy told me, well, you know, you can learn it. We show you a process. So I trusted and I wanted to move to Berlin so bad that this was more the driver than being afraid of the sales job, which I was afraid. And I remember, you know, the first calls, like my hand was shaking when dialing the number, you know, like my body temperature like doubled. And I was so nervous, especially because it was high ticket and they had to say this huge number. And for me, you know, like after your studies, after your first job, it's not like you are like a high end earner. So like saying these numbers was like, oh, like really a stretch. And calling people, CEOs, owners of companies, general managers, because with those numbers, they were the only one making decisions. So I had to call the right people. And I was so afraid for such a long time. I just pushed through. Because, you know, I had made the decision and that was basically like the choice. And so I learned. And it was very uncomfortable. So anybody who says, well, you know, my stomach turns when I just think about sales. I feel like I want to run away. I stammer all my words. I choke when I make an offer. I so hear every single one of you because I have been there. And it felt so uncomfortable for quite a long time. So, you know, you learn. And I became a coach along the way. So I learned more about, you know, the way humans think and behave and the psychology behind all of that. And I was then able to connect the dots. And then it became much easier and so much more fun. But we all have a certain perspective of how we think things should be, right? For me, it was like, well, asking for that much money, that's like a serious thing. So I never ever laughed for the first 5 or 6 months in that job. I was so serious. And I had a colleague who always was laughing and making fun. And she had fun selling. And she was pretty good because people loved that energy. And I was like a very serious person. And, you know, this is this and the investment. And, you know, oh my God, looking back, I must have been horrible. But, you know, I pushed through, I worked hard, and I learned along the way. And I gave myself permission at some point that, you know, I want to have more fun on the phone. And then things became so much easier. So wherever you are right now, I totally hear you because I've been there, and this was such a difficult start.
And what was the moment that that it all started to click for you? Was there one time you're like, oh, this is all working now?
I think it definitely was a process. So because I was so hardworking and driven, you know, what I lost maybe in, let's say, being too serious, I gained in calling more people. It did take quite a while. I was at least 3 or 4 years into the job. And then I started coach training because I felt there must be more, you know, that cannot be it, just calling people and, you know, making it difficult for me. But I also figured that just leaving the job, doing something else is not going to solve the challenge. So when I became a coach and I put these, you know, dots together, and I gave myself actually permission to be who I am and not to put like, well, this is high ticket, so I need to be this way. And here I cannot smile, and here I cannot say that because it's not professional, and here I can't do this. I just stripped all those layers away and was like, you know what? If you don't want to buy from me, that's totally fine. I know I have the best product there is in the market. I know it's quite some money. If you don't want it, I'm good with it. And I just enjoyed that conversation, like talking to a human being and having a fun conversation, enjoying like presenting the product, finding out what they needed, and being like human and being totally okay with people hanging up or slamming the phone or telling me no. Just not being attached to the outcome made things so much easier.
And how did you stop being attached to the outcome? Because that's a tough thing for most people. I mean, that's the biggest problem in our whole world, right?
Yeah. It really is a really, really difficult thing. So what I'm teaching now is like, don't be attached to the outcome, but be really clear on the goal. So the goal when you call someone is obviously if it is a match for your services, for your products, that you want to work with them because, you know, if you know you give it your all, then you are the best person for them to work with. But if there's some reason that they can't do it or it's not the right time for them, like being totally okay and believing that with your energy, with, you know, showing up, not pressuring them or pushing them, that you just hold that space for them to say yes or no. Right? Making a decision is really important because when they say, well, maybe, then it's just lingering. It's going to drain your energy because you check back in and then they still don't know or they don't pick up the phone. And, you know, you have all the hard work. Just get a yes or a no. And if it's a no, move on to the next. And once somebody said yes, they always say yes to themselves, right? Oh, obviously, wow. They see you and they buy a great service or a product, but what they say yes to is themselves. So your job is to give them all the information so they can make this informed decision. And then it's their job to make the decision. It's not yours. So I think coming with this attitude and being okay with every no, because you know the right people will buy, then you can be so much more relaxed.
Yep.
And yeah. The beauty in sales, and I love this about sales, is, you know, sometimes like you go for weeks with, you know, working a lot, but not getting any yes or not making any contracts or deals. And then at one point, you know, you show up again and all of a sudden two people say yes to you at the same time.
Yep.
Right? So sales is like, it's always these ups and downs. And if we are okay with like holding the space and being in that pressure sometimes, then I think then we create like a magic, like something magical that people will feel. People will feel if you are a needy salesperson, and that will push them away. And people will feel if you really enjoy what you do and you deliver the value, and that will draw them in. So if you feel like you need the sale, that's not a good energy to be in.
That's a tough one to get out of.
Totally. I've been in those energies so often.
And how do you get out of that?
I know. Well, just, you know, I think for me, it always helped, like after another bad conversation or, you know, somebody hanging up or saying no, like really going outside, taking fresh air, not getting too stuck in the feeling and allowing yourself to go with the same confidence level, like, or even more confident into the next conversation. Because if you know you have the perfect product for them, they will feel it. They will feel if you are honest and true and believe in what you do. They will just feel it, right? You're basically, you're selling with your conviction. And when people can feel that you are genuine and you care about them, it's not about the sale, it's about them. Why wouldn't they buy if they need what you have?
I mean, it's true. And that's exactly true. And that's it. And you know what? One of the things I do too, when I'm in those sales plump, is like, I'm just like, I'm just going to help someone out as much as I can. And that's, you know, and just walk into every call, sales call, as helping someone out as much as I can. And then if it comes around to the sale, it comes around to the sale. If you feel like it's not there, it's not there. You know, someone's like, always, you got to ask for the sale. And I'm like, you don't, I'm of the opinion that you don't have to close everyone. Like you said, I mean, there's people that are on the verge, and yes, you should be able to sense that. But, you know, I think that's a very valid point. But okay. And, you know, we're talking at a high level here, but in the mindset is crucial. And, you know, and I think for what you're talking about too, is a lot of self-awareness, which is absolutely crucial. We all want it to be this cut and dry system that works out, but there is a self-awareness, but it's a key to great sales.
Yeah.
And I want to talk a little about how your system works to generate that and how you work with people. But first I want to talk a little bit about your hard numbers. I mean, 12 years of high ticket sales, that's a long time. And when you talk high ticket sales, what are some of the kind of things you sold and what are some of the successes that you had?
Yeah. So, I mean, 12 years is really long time. Most people in that high pressure environment, well, they last a couple of years, maybe 3, 5, but 12 years is really, really long. So having that persistence and staying in the game and, you know, re-motivating myself over and over again was definitely, you know, something challenging, but I also saw it as a potential for growth, right? And I remember one of my clients that I worked with in the company before I started there, he told me, you know, Christine, if you can sell on the phone, no matter what the economy is going to look like, great salespeople are always in high request. So if you manage that, no matter what happens, you will always have a job opportunity. And, you know, right now I'm not looking for a job, but it was really comforting back then because I thought, you know, this is such a, you know, it was a CEO of a highly successful company. I was like, you know, if he gives me that advice, I better listen.
Yeah.
And it really helped a lot to, you know, whenever I felt like, ooh, I can't do it, to remember what he told me.
And so, yeah. And so, you know, a little bit, can you give some of the specifics of like what you were selling and how well you did with it? You know, so people understand that you were doing this.
Yeah. So, well, you know, the product range, depending on what they bought, was, you know, a high 5-figure to a 6-figure amount.
Wow.
And so, you know, calling the CEO or the general manager or the owner of a company, because that was, you know, their decision-making area, was something. And yeah, well, over the years, you know, I made millions. And what I find really exciting is that I was able to build teams, right? So I was sent to Tokyo for an event to help out there and to help the Japanese team with, you know, strategies I came up with to sell more. And it was a super, super successful event that just waited in one event, they made like over $1 million. So that was so cool.
Wow.
And, you know, I was sent to the Spanish part of the company to help out with one of their events. And I was also able to support the clients on site and then, you know, get them in a long-term contract. So, yeah, just, you know, connecting to people and having these relationships where somebody, you know, that didn't want to work with you finally says yes after 2 years or maybe 3 years, then comes, sees it and thinks like, whoa, why didn't I do that earlier? And, you know, you can really see the growth of the companies. Like I started with one company that had 40 employees. And when our relationship ended, like after 6 or 7 years, they were up to 140, right?
Seeing wow.
how, well, obviously, you know, I wasn't the key for their success, but seeing how you could support people with your products is something I just so enjoy, right? So now with my clients, I enjoy when they tell me, oh my goodness, Christine, we just started working together and I can't believe it. Like this week I made 68,000 euros. You know, I'm, you know, getting a WhatsApp like, oh my God, I have to sit down. You know, I like my system is crashing. I just signed the next client. So it's so beautiful to see that growth and the possibilities that open up when you make that revenue, when you make, you know, the paycheck you can use to pay for your dreams, to, I don't know, invite your family on a trip or have a nice dinner out and spend quality time or giving back to some cause that is really important to you. So this is something I so enjoy. And I think it's even more important than, you know, I sold millions, which, yeah, it's great. You know, the system was in place and I worked hard for that and I definitely own it and I'm proud of it. But seeing how I supported people on the way and how I was able to take what I learned there, combine it with the coaching to my own company now, that's so rewarding.
It's the best, isn't it? When you help someone and you see their growth. It's one of my favorite things, you know, when someone calls us up and says, you know, you helped me do, you know, grow my business to what it is today. Thank you. And, but you know, and I want to get on on the high horse and get on my soapbox for a second here, because I think what you're doing is absolutely crucial. And I think there's probably some people listening here that are thinking either A, I'm going to outsource someone and send them to you, or B, I'm going to wait for my funnel to start working, or I'm going to wait for this to start working. But, and I, you know, it crushes me because I talk to so many entrepreneurs that don't want to do what you're telling them to do because they think they hate sales. But what you're doing is what everyone, I think, right now needs. And it's learning this, because I think some of the best people out there providing some of the best products are afraid to sell them, and the best services are afraid to sell them. And then you have the people that are just naturally either sleazy salespeople or just good salespeople, but maybe don't have the best product, but they're the ones winning, right? Because they don't wait for their funnel to start working. They get on the phone and talk to these people. So I think what you're doing is absolutely crucial. And if you have any, you know, if you're listening to this and you have any hesitations about sales, or if you want to just get better at sales, obviously you got to reach out and talk to Christine. But let's talk a little bit about how that works. How do you help people? Walk me through what that process is of working with you.
Yeah. So it depends a little bit, like, from where people are coming. So I'm a big believer that I only take soulmate clients. And I'm so grateful for all the people who come before me, finding wonderful companies and being entrepreneurs. Because everybody I talk to said, well, you know, I took this one client because I needed the money, or I wanted the money. And I kind of knew, you know, red flags and oh my goodness, you know, I wish I, you know, I wouldn't have done that. Or
I had one last night.
I fired my client. So I'm so grateful for that, you know, picking that up when, you know, when I prepared myself to go into entrepreneurship. And so when people work with me one-on-one, for me, it's crucial. They need to be not my ideal client, my soulmate client. And so we have a conversation and I see exactly where they are, where they want to go. And I'm also pretty good at seeing like the deeper layers. So they might say, well, this is the issue, but we already know it's not this, you know, more to that. So when they are my soulmate clients, then, you know, I would be happy to work with them one-on-one. And that basically requires, you know, if I wouldn't want you at my dinner table, you're not my soulmate client, right? Or if I can't support you because I feel like I'm not the right person, I'm going to send you away. I'm going to give you some advice or point you in a different direction. That's so crucial for the one-on-one work. And then obviously, you know, if you do online programs, you want the right people. The people with the hearts, the people that want to do good and that struggle with sales. So obviously there's no such deep process for applying. But I developed a system called the Sales Power. And power basically stands for P for the past. So we have a look, where are these emotions that don't serve me are coming from? And, you know, how can I rewrite my story, so to speak? And then the opportunity, we are so often just focused on ourselves, right? I'm so afraid of sales. And, you know, but if this person buys, I'm going to make revenue and then I can pay for whatever. But there are opportunities that we often don't see. Like, what happens if the person works with you? So what happens? Just going to give you an example of one of my clients. So we had a session and she was thinking about structuring a package. So we came up with a package and then, you know, price wise, she was like it was just not acceptable because she didn't dare to ask for more. So we had a discussion. I was like, okay, what do you really, really desire? Like, what would happen if the client is super happy because she helps, you know, relationships to thrive again and not for people not to get divorced if possible. So it's like, what would happen if you coach that couple, right? If you support them and they're totally happy, like what would happen? And, you know, she was like all excited and you could see like she lit up. And I was like, okay, so what would you really truly desire for, you know, the energy exchange? She was like, well, I would love to have like a 2,000. She was from Switzerland. So it's over $2,000. So I was like, okay. So we coached around that. And I was like, okay, so have a look. Like, what happens to them? Let's just say they pay you that amount. And they all of a sudden don't get divorced. Like, what do they already save? Like lawyer, stress, you know, splitting the household, kids involved. Like, I mean, look at the whole package. Don't just focus on you and your fear of asking for money or not knowing like how to deliver in detail, because it will show once you have the conversation. You need to have the conversation. So just see like what happens. You just support one person and all of a sudden they have a better relationship. And because they have a better relationship, they're more grounded. There's more harmony. And they have kids. So the kids will feel that. And now the kids are not worried that mom and dad are fighting all the time. So they get better grades in school. And, you know, they are not as aggressive. So all of a sudden they have cooler friends. And because they have cooler friends to hang out with, they maybe decide on a different career path. And all of a sudden, you know, like 10 years later, you have influenced hundreds of people with just this one act of service where you ask for that energy exchange that you truly wanted. Because now you can look at you and you can see, well, if I get that money in, I can do this for my children and I can do this in my life. And then I'm going to be a happier person. So my relationship is going to be better, right? So it's like this ripple effect that so often we don't see because we're so focused on just it's a sale. But there's so much more. So I take people through those opportunities of where they are, what they do, and how they really impact the world. And then the W is for the why. So it's not just, yeah, I do that for my children. Yeah, that's great, but that's probably not just the why. There's more to it. So we go into the deeper layers to figure out, like, what is it that really is the thing that lights you up, that makes you jump out of bed, that puts a big smile on your face? Like, what do you truly, really desire? Then the E is all about emotions, understanding that we can handle our emotions. So many people are not aware, right? They think, oh, today is my bad attitude day. And I'm good to go. But you can change that. So talking about emotions, how to handle them, how to manage them, what happens when you get rejected, when people hang up, right, in the sales conversation. How to handle all of that, how to prepare for a call before you even pick up the phone. And then oftentimes people are not aware how to check their results. So the R is for the results. Like, what are the numbers? What do I need to know that if I put in the work, I get out the dollar amount that I desire to have, right? So if I talk, for example, to 10 people, but I'm not really good in the conversations and, you know, maybe only one person says yes, I still have all the work to get to the 10 people. So really looking at those numbers and understanding where can I, you know, improve so the number at the end gets the way I want it, right? So if I improve in the conversations, if I actually have fun, right, people enjoy talking to me, then I might get 4 or 5 out of those 10 with the same processes to get those 10 in, right? Or maybe I'm not really set up, so I draw people in that all don't have any money and don't have any way to find money. That's not going to help my business either. So we're looking at how can we scale, how can we leverage, how can we work smart instead of hard.
Yes. Yes.
So that's basically the process. And then, you know, in my courses, I usually, because that's like a huge thing and people have tried a lot, and they probably spend a lot of money not getting their results. So I chunk it up. I don't, I'm launching a mastermind where then that's a 1-year process. But right now I have smaller group coachings where I then can really help people with the smaller steps to get results fast. Instead of the big whole formula that does take a while.
And I think that's fantastic because people need that immediate feedback. And you said you have a challenge coming up, correct? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so super excited. I have a challenge coming up called 7 days, how to ask for your sale with confidence. And I'm so super excited about this challenge because I ran it in January and it's 7 days and people came the first day and I asked, like, how do you feel when you just think about sales, right? And I had like, oh, my stomach turns. I feel like fight and flight, and I don't want to make any sales. And so I really took them through some processes, some ideas, some mind shifts. And at the beginning, they were so worried. Do we need to call people? I was like, no, don't worry. You don't need to call anyone right now. We are not there yet. We were there on day three, but they and, you know, the way I, you know, it was prepared, they felt really at ease. And it was amazing to see. So day three, they were supposed to call people. And on day four, I had people telling me, we made sales. And I mean, it was everything from like, I had a florist in the group. So obviously you think like, well, you know, for a florist, somebody comes in, ask for a bouquet of flowers and that's done. But if you're very introvert, she was like, well, and she had these high level flowers, right? So she sold and she made an upsell with it. So she had like the chocolates and the bear and whatever you can, what else you can get in a flower shop. So that was amazing. But then also people like selling apps, like, you know, that's like a good investment, or coaching packages. And they were like, we didn't see it coming. We did not expect that, but we, you know, we made the call, we had the conversation like you told us, and they said yes. You know, we couldn't believe it. So it was so wonderful to see like how that changes their perspective and their life. Even this, the one person, you know, it was so good that they were like, well, we thought about coaching with you, but just made this big deal. And, you know, we've got to wait a little bit longer, which is, you know, totally fine. But just seeing those results, I was so proud of them and so excited for them, because that changes like the whole universe. If you understand that with your gifts and talents, you can make money in a very beautiful, authentic way, and you can support all the things you want to support in your life and create your life, that gets me so excited.
And that's fantastic, because there's a lot of people out there that have great things to offer, but don't want to go through this process. Yeah. And it seems to me like, I mean, you do it the right way, and it works. It's how I sell to people. And I mean, I don't even think of it as selling. It's just, everyone makes fun of me because I'm like, I hate being on the phone, but I'm on the phone all the time because it's just, you know, it's providing value and yeah, really connecting with people. And then that works. And I love that you have a process for it. And so if someone, if someone wants to sign up for that challenge, where should they go? They go to your website?
Yeah, just go to the website there. There's going to be a tab, 7-day challenge. And just, yeah, go check out all the information and sign up.
And yeah, we'll have a link in the show notes and on the website. And if you're watching this on YouTube, it's down below the link. So there's links everywhere for you to click. And I think this is crucial for anyone. I mean, unless that you're already just a rock star salesperson, I think that a lot of people can transform their businesses. And I feel too, if you're thinking about like doing any other type of marketing and you don't feel like you've got these strong sales down, this is where you need to start. Because I have so many clients that I want to send through this, because, you know, they're like, oh, this person, you know, that was a bad lead. That was a bad lead. This is a bad lead. You know, and just because they don't know how to sell to the people properly.
Yeah.
And they don't want to sell. And this is perfect. And all those things that you said, you know, from your why to, you know, looking at results are absolutely crucial. And you've helped other people too. And, you know, you've got a lot of famous people that, you know, and internet famous people on your website and big names that you've helped. And it's so cool that you're doing this. And we didn't talk about it, but I was on your masterclass. And tell me a little about that. And if people, you know, if you're listening to this later, if they can get access to it somehow.
Yeah, well, yeah, there will be a tab on the website as well for people to get the recordings. But I loved our conversation. It was such a fun conversation. And the value you provided to the masterclass is just totally outstanding.
Oh, thanks.
And you had this beautiful setting on your lake, which was like one of the most beautiful backdrops.
Yeah, so, I loved it.
I will I would highly encourage people to check that out. I mean, where do you get like 20 experts in their fields, like authorities, sharing their knowledge and giving advice that you can actually take and implement right after the class? And, you know, we talk about the practical steps, about the spiritual steps, like all those things you need to increase your sales and to create true wealth without losing your authenticity. So, yeah, definitely have a look, check it out. And, you know, you can get the recordings for life. There's, you know, the videos, the audios, then there are the notes. So where people will find like the three key points, like a little bit of a show note kind of. And when we were able to transcribe it, we transcribed it. And so it's like a little like a sales Bible, if you want to, where people have poured in all their love and best advice for you to get to your next level in business and life, so that you have the life and the business you really love.
That's so cool. Fantastic. And I think that's a great resource. Once again, we'll put links to that in the show notes as well. So speaking of action you can take today, I want to finish this up with what if someone's really afraid of sales, and but they need to get on the phone and bang out some sales tomorrow, what would be the one key piece of action or advice, or is there a little ninja trick that you can provide?
So I would just think that, well, either you are like a total introvert and you do not want to spend time with other people. That might be one issue, which is fine. By the way, I'm like right between introvert, extrovert. So I understand both sides pretty well. It's an energy question. So I would encourage you to really think, like, if it's your own product, be really honest to yourself. If you were your own client, would you buy it? Or are there any flaws? And you need to improve quality. If it's not your own product and you work for someone, you should have like the same question. If you really can back it up with every cell in your body, if you believe in what you do, and if you don't, well, people will feel that. So maybe, you know, thinking about finding another product to sell would be a good action step. Because you cannot be authentic if you sell something you are not totally aligned with. But, you know, assuming that you are an entrepreneur and that you have your own product, really think about the service, what I said earlier about the opportunity. What is your product are going to do to that person you are afraid to call? What are all the benefits this person gets? And then you can make it so much easier, because you can also see in the moment before you call them, you can envision how they use a product and service and how they changes their lives.
So let's go back to that last piece again. Mm-hmm. Really quickly summarize it. So if I'm afraid to get on the phone but need to start getting sales tomorrow, one sentence, what would it be?
Well, think about the impact you would have on the other person's life, right? If you would have a piece of bread and you meet somebody that is totally hungry, you would not tell them they need to wait until you have a better bread. You would just give them a slice, right? Mm-hmm. So really think of the impact. And, you know, I say sales is love. Think of what kind of love can you give them that they can change their lives with your product. And then you really, when you come from that place of service, you're just open, like have your heart open and make your offers, invite people to change their lives with your product.
Fantastic. Christine, it's been great having you on the show. If everyone wants to find you, we'll have the, tell us your website again and we'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, it's ChristineSchlonsky.com. Really simple. Schlonsky is not. It's S-C-H-L-O-N-S-K-I. And yeah, it was such a pleasure, Ian, to be here on your show. And I so love and appreciate all the beautiful work you do, helping people to tell their story. And yeah, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And thank you all for listening to Christine and I and taking us on your journey. Make sure to check her stuff out and start selling tomorrow and helping people out. And thanks again for taking us on your journey. This has been I and Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show. Video. You know it will make you an authority. You know it will get you more leads, better leads that close faster and spend more with you. And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? Storycruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer, an agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work? The answer to all of this and more can be found at storycruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to storycruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow Ian Garlic on Facebook.